I'm Jo Fairley, and I'm co-founder of Green and Blacks.
Hi, Joe. Good to talk to you. And we're going to talk about the trends in retail and also the Virgin Media O2 Business Movers Index. So I find this sort of stuff fascinating, sort of looking at what consumers have done. So what has sort of come out of this? What are the trends at the moment?
Well, just to set the scene, the Virgin Media O2 Business Movers Index is a quarterly report that anybody can download absolutely for free. You don't have to have a business to do it. It's quite good for facts to wow your friends down at the pub. There are some really interesting trends that came out of this. So, what interested me as somebody who founded an organic business back in 1991 is that we are becoming more sustainability conscious as well as more budget conscious. So 51% of us are planning to make second-hand purchases, for instance. We're quite influenced by social media, and in fact 69% of businesses have looked at those trends and are leveraging them in their marketing. But we find high streets really important, and this really touched me because 57% do treasure their high street, and it is, of course, the fabric of our community. I mean, you look at a place like Woking, it's absolutely vital. 48% of us want a bank in our community, a post office in our community. 44% want a bank. And I don't think it comes as any surprise to know that about the same figure actually really, love our cafes, because those are the places we hang out with our mates, etc. But I think it's this wonderful balance, isn't it? We are human beings. And so although we do so much online now, we still want that touchy-feely human contact.
Yeah, and I think it's a case of, with the physical shops, the banks. I mean, we're seeing banks are closing, shops are closing because, it's everything's moving online. It's good to know that people still value and still treasure, that human interaction of actually going into a shop, going into a bank and actually, making those purchases in person.
And interestingly, what the Movers Index also threw up was the fact that actually people are happy to pay a little bit more buying locally. We maybe buy the boring stuff at a discount on online, but actually we understand that when you spend money in a local shop, it kind of moves around in the area. It doesn't just disappear to some, massive multinational HQ in Germany or America or whatever. It actually goes round and round and round. And I think that is so valuable for local businesses and all of us who live locally and want to be able to go out and buy a pint of milk, get a newspaper, etc.
I mean, for some people, if you live alone, you're feeling isolated, actually going into a shop and having that relationship with the person that serves you, that can ease loneliness and isolation. So there's so many things there, isn't there?
Well, it's interesting because another of the trends from the Business Movers Index was that 23% of us plan to spend more on, I guess, what we'd call self-care. So that would be things, it might be a massage, it might be something to make you feel good. And I think that, again, in the world that we live in, which is so fast-paced, it's so stressful, turn on the radio. Sorry, guys, but it's often bad news.
Is. It's true,
It is
yes.
often bad news. We know that we need some kind of personal resilience to be able to deal with that. And actually, in my town in Hastings, my husband and I opened a wellbeing centre about 15 years ago, and it's never been busier. And that, I think, is it's a sign of the kind of the need that we all have to make ourselves a bit better able to withstand the knocks of life.
Yes. And also interesting to read that people are planning potentially to cut down on the amount of alcohol they drink as well.
23% of people are drinking less alcohol. I mean, my social media feed is full of adverts for non-alcoholic drinks. I guess because at one point I bought a non-alcoholic drink, but they're a really good alternative now, those zero alcohol beers, etc. And the wind changes quite fast. And I think that that's where reports like this Virgin Media Business Movers Index are invaluable if you do have a business, because we spend so much of our time as business owners and people who work in businesses dealing with firefighting, walking around with a small fire hose every day, putting out large fires, small fires, etc., not taking the time to stand back and look at what we're doing from afar. and see which way the wind's blowing. You know, there are a lot, you can pay a lot for reports that teach you trends. So to be able to get your hands on one, which it, you know, is absolutely free, it sure beats sticking your finger in the air, which is what a lot of people do. You know,
having that information, I mean, how can then, you know, as a business, you access the information from the Business Movers Index? I mean, how can that then kind of be translated into your business? What, how can you sort that from that?
I think you look at that big data, and it's not just, so this is compiled every time we use our phone, or every time we're out with our phone, all of the phone companies know where we are, and they create a kind of map of where we're going, where we, you know, what we're, what businesses we're frequenting, whether we're going to cinema. It's all completely anonymous. But what this index does is drill down and talk to 2,000 real life businesses, 2,000 consumers, and actually poll them too about what they're thinking. And that is like gold dust for a business, you know, to know those changes. It really can help you strategize and shape the direction of your business. And we don't often take the time to do that. We are so busy with that firefighting that we don't step outside the picture and see where we sit in the kind of wider landscape of society. And for me as a business owner, that is invaluable. That time I take to step back, look at things from afar and see how I could do things differently, what trends are coming. It's precious to do that, and we do too little.
So important, isn't it, you know, to keep ahead of the trends and see what's coming, react to that. And how are things, do you think, for, you know, independent businesses at the moment? Because we know, you know, we had lockdown, we had cost of living. There's so much kind of you're up against as a business owner.
There is so much. I think that one of the things that lockdown did give us was time to think about the kind of businesses that we want to support and where we want to spend our money. And I suspect that that is actually feeding into some of these trends that we're seeing from this report. So, you know, while 45% are becoming more budget conscious, 51% are starting to think more about sustainability. Mm-hmm. So values actually matter as much as value, I think.
And that's certainly true for you at Green and Blacks. I mean, I know you were pioneers in fair trade when you started back in the 90s. Yeah. Yeah. So what was that process like for you those years ago, setting up Green and Blacks?
Well, I mean, people did think we were mad, and most people didn't know what organic was. So to have the world's first organic chocolate and the UK's first fair trade marked product of any kind, that brand was born out of my husband's and I own values. You know, I like to joke that my values came from watching Blue Peter as a kid, and I think it made me a better person.
Yeah.
But we wanted to create a business where we treated people fairly and kindly and did the same for the planet. So, you know, respected the planet's ecosystem by producing beautiful, delicious organic cocoa beans. But as with all businesses, you know, it was a roller coaster. It was lots of challenges, lots of cash flow challenges, and as any business owner knows, you're on that roller coaster all day long. So that building the personal resilience aspect of it is actually quite important when you've got your own business.
Absolutely. And what do you think those days setting up Green and Blacks and going on that journey, what do you think that sort of taught you? What's the sort of the main sort of takeaway you'll get from that time?
The main takeaways were really it's incredibly hard work. I mean, I had no idea how much hard work it was running a business, and I have the most infinite respect for people who start their own businesses, because it does turn into kind of 18-hour days, etc., because you are just in the middle of it all, and it's exciting. I mean, I think I learned that I had to keep a clear head. That's where my focus on resilience and well-being came from. Do my 10,000 steps a day, do 10 minutes in the morning with my calm.com app, etc., because that enables me to prioritize my tasks, to stay sane when it's all kicking off around me, etc., and not to be the rabbit who's caught in the headlights.
Yes, that's so important. Look after yourself. There's a really important message there, and that's reflecting some of those trends. So the the O2 Virgin Media O2 Business Movers Index, I mean, you mentioned anyone can get hold of that. How do we find it?
you just Google that. Just Google Virgin Media O2 Business Movers Index, and it will come up, and it will take you to a link. This quarterly report comes out today, and you can download that, and you can also download the previous ones, so you can see a bit more context if you want. But you know, worst thing it can do is give you some stats to wow your friends with.
Yes, we love statistics and stats. Really good. The conversation's down the pub, if nothing else. Well, Jo, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really interesting to talk to you.
Oh, lovely to talk to you too.